White W.C. White Mary. Montpelier, Vermont, September 4th, 1883. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we are having the last meeting on the ground. I do not go under the tent, it is too cold. The wind arose Sunday night and blew down several tents. It rained some. They have had no rain here for a long time, and their crops are about a failure. Monday was cold as winter weather, cold as the coldest days we have seen in California. I went to the tent and spoke above 1 hour. There was quite a large number of outsiders in. I called them forward, and 200 came forward, and we listened to some heartfelt confessions. Mothers and fathers confessed to their children, and children to their mothers and fathers. It was a good meeting, but there was not that thorough breaking away we wished to see. When I came to my rooms, I found 3 men, nice, intelligent-looking men. They exclaimed, "We have not touched anything, but we were about frozen and saw a fire here and came in to get warm." We assured them they were entirely welcome and invited them to come again if they desired. Many have rushed in here nearly frozen to be blessed with our good fire. Brother and Sister Hutchins slept in our house last night. Sister William Saxby has just come in to get warm and speak with me once more. She has no upper teeth. I asked her why she had not any teeth. She said she could not make ends meet since her husband's death. I just placed $10 in her hand to get her a set of teeth. This is practicing what I preach to others. This past night was as cold as winter, and some of the poor, bloodless ones had a hard night of it. This morning the ground is covered with frost and the water was frozen. This decides the matter of the corn crop. No corn for Vermont. I am thankful for the health and strength the Lord has given me. I have not had one sinking turn. I have spoken 16 times. This morning I leave for Maine. If you could only see and realize how thankful the people are to see and to hear me again, you would not doubt it being my duty to come on this journey. I have not had a doubt in this matter. Will you pray for me? I cling to the Lord all the time. May the Lord bless you in your meeting is my prayer. Mother. Mary, see that Willie brings my neck fur. Winter comes so quickly, I shall want it.